Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yud Gimel, Bechoros 13a, pagination is 25. We'll start on the facing page, the middle of the wide lines, towards the beginning of a line, Masnisin, just after the word Hetera. The Mishnah states, Hamafresh Pidyon Petach Hamor Umes. A person did the transfer, he did the designation of the lamb in place of the firstborn donkey, and then the lamb died. And our question here really is, at what point does the effectiveness of the transaction really take place? He does the transfer, but he has not yet given it to the Kohen. Is the animal already redeemed and the lamb is designated for the Kohen and it's the Kohen's animal that died? Or it's good that you did the transaction, that's part of the requirement, but it doesn't become the Kohen's until you give it to him. So the case, Hamafresh Pidyon Petach Hamor Umes, the lamb died. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayovim Ba'achrayuso Kechamish Sloim Shalbein. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're obligated to replace it just like the coins of redemption by a firstborn person. You have to make sure to get it to the Kohen. So over here also, Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to get it to the Kohen. Until that point, the redemption hasn't been completed. We do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, Ein chayavim ba'achrayuso. You're not obligated to follow through. Once the act of redemption was done in this particular mitzvah, that's sufficient to be effective. Kepidyon Meiser Sheni, like the transaction by Meiser Sheni, the specific tithe that's done, that the fruit is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but you have the right to transfer the holiness to coins and take them to Yerushalayim and buy produce with them. Let's say those coins get damaged, disappear, but the produce has already been transacted. It's already effective. So the Chachamim say here also, the transfer is effective and the donkey is no longer designated with its mitzvah and its restrictions. And the lamb already belongs to the Kohen, whoever he may be or end up being. And the animal that died belongs to the Kohanim, but the transaction was effective. In Shulchan Aruch, we find a significant ramification over here. The way it's presented by the Mechaber, Shin Chaf Aleph Vav, Miyad kishehifresh hatelet tachas petach hamor, chazar petach hamor chulin, afilu kodem shenasno lekohen. Immediately upon the designation of the lamb, the donkey becomes regular, even before you've given the lamb to the Kohen. Lefikach, therefore, says the Mechaber, miyad kishamafrisho, at the time that you do the designation of the lamb, mevarech, you're going to recite the bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al pidyon petach hamor, on the redemption. Now, we could give a thoughtful pause here and realize that it is possible that this bracha would be made at the time of the designation, even if it's not really the mitzvah. We find such a thing by bedikas chametz. You check for the chametz. You even make a bracha al biur chametz to get rid of the chametz, and it's not really completed until you get rid of it, until you burn it, which becomes a little bit complex. But the fact is, the Mechaber presents it lefikach, therefore, at the time that you are designating it, the bracha is appropriate. We paskin like the chachamim, and it's the Kohen's lamb that died, but the transaction was effective. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Tzadok al pidyon petach hamor shemeis. It did occur once that the lamb died. She'ein kan lekohen klum, and the kohen gets nothing. The Mishnah continues with the flip case. Meis petach hamor. What happens if the donkey died after the redemption, before the lamb was given to the kohen? So Rabbi Eliezer again follows his opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikover. Rabbi Eliezer says that the donkey will get buried because it's still sanctified, because the lamb was never given. Umuta b'hana aso shaltle, and the homeowner is allowed to keep the lamb because the donkey wasn't alive anymore to require its redemption. And the designation is nothing, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chachamim say, which is the way we paskin, ein tzarech lihi kaver. There's no reason to bury the donkey because it's already been redeemed. Utalel lekohen, and the lamb does go to the kohen because it already was designated and it was chal, it was effective. Let's continue on to today's daf, the final Mishnah of the perek. Lo ratzo lifdoso, about 8 lines from the top. If a person does not want to redeem the donkey, orfo me achoro v'kovro, then it gets chopped from the back of the neck and gets buried. It has the sanctity, and you wanted to reject the act of giving to the kohen, so you lose out. We mentioned the insight in Tamei HaMitzvos that this represents the behavior of the Mitzriim, who have nothing to gain. They're supposed to listen to Hashem, let the Jewish people go. If you absolutely do not obey, then you don't gain anything. Mitzvah HaPidya Kodemes LeMitzvah Arifa, the mitzvah of redemption is preferable, precedes the mitzvah of chopping. That's not really what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to do the mitzvah, and the kohen is supposed to get his gift. Sheneemar, as the pasuk explicitly states, im lo sifta va'arafto. It's only if you didn't do the redemption, you're declining to do the redemption, then the animal gets chopped. And the Mishnah continues with other examples of what seems to be a choice, but there's actually priority given to one of the possibilities. Mitzvah Ye'ida Kodemes LeMitzvah HaPedia. The mitzvah to marry the Jewish maidservant that sold as a servant to the Adon, to the master, preferably he's supposed to marry her or give her to his son in marriage, and she's supposed to be elevated into the role of marriage of a wealthy person, wealthy family. This was actually a way to get her out of her dire straits. So that's preferable, the mitzvah sapidia, rather than the redemption. Shenemar asher lo ya'odo vehefta. If Yiyud was not done, then she still has the option of being redeemed out of her service. Likewise, mitzvahs hayibum kodemes lemitzvahs chalitza. When a woman's husband dies without children, rachmana litzlan, so there's a living brother, there will be the mitzvah of yibum or chalitza, the rejection. So the statement is that yibum is preferable. Preferably, he's supposed to marry her and lahakim la'achiv shame, to be able to have children and bring a legacy for the dead brother into the world. So preferably, yibum is done. The Mishnah qualifies that. Barishono shayim ischavim l'shem mitzvah. In earlier generations, they had in mind for mitzvah. So that's the way it was. You did yibum, preferably. But nowadays, it wouldn't be with the right intent. Omru mitzvahs chalitza kodemes lemitzvahs yibum, we right away opt for the rejection procedure and we don't do yibum. Finally, mitzvahs hagu'ula ba'adon hu kodem lekol adam. Rashi tells us we're talking about a non-kosher animal designated for the Beis HaMikdash, so it's going to be redeemed by somebody. There's a mitzvah that the one who designated it, the one who donated it, should redeem it. And he ends up that he gave a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, other people can redeem it. If he will not redeem it, then it shall be sold by its value. But im lo yigoel, he's supposed to redeem it preferably. It's only if he didn't, then others can. And interestingly, there's no Gemara on this Mishnah, and that concludes the Perek. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.